word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
The word of mouth.
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 Well, duff mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up today, we burrow into the brain with a neurologist working on locating the origins of intelligence. Plus, fish and game wardens go all CSI to track down poachers. And later in the hour, the sound experiments of So Percussion, maybe the only band that asks the audience to keep their cell phones on during performances. But first, imagine the Olympics with no gold medal for gymnastics, the prom without a queen, top model without a top model. Much of the literary world is bereft and even fuming after the Pulitzer Committee snubbed the fiction category in this year's awards. It's the first time since 1977 that the lords of literature deemed no book worthy of the honor. Jason Bogue is the editor of the publishing website Gallicat, and he's been hearing from plenty of disgruntled people. Jason, great to have you back on Word of Mouth.
Always fun to be here.
Should we establish Pulitzer, Pulitzer, what?
I'm a Pulitzer guy myself.
Okay, I'll try and go your way. What I haven't heard yet in this story is how the jury decides the winner. Could you run that down for us?
Absolutely. You know, I didn't even know this until I started reporting this story out, that you or I could submit our own books if we wanted to for the Pulitzers. All you have to do is to pay a $50 fee. So it's a two-part process, and the Pulitzer jury, which this year included the great novelist Michael Cunningham, they sort through hundreds and hundreds of books that were sent by everyone who paid that $50 fee. That's the hardest part of the job. And out of those hundreds of books, they choose three finalists. And they put those finalists forward, and then the board, the Pulitzer board, which includes 18 members, they look at those three finalists and decide who wins it. But this year, they decided no one won.
Well, jury members are angry. Maureen Corrigan has an essay in the Washington Post today saying that this was just a waste of her time. So it all rests with the board. Who is on this board?
Well, the board, it's fascinating. I mean, it's a collection of journalism professors. We have Nicholas Lehman, the head of the Columbia Journalism Review. We also have the great Junot Diaz, who's a Pulitzer Prize winner himself.
But just one novelist, as I can see.
Yeah, I think there should be more novelists. But you have to remember, this board is deciding everything that gets picked for the Pulitzers, from the best photograph to the greatest nonfiction book, all the way to the great novel. So it's a blend of expertise.
So they're saying that they couldn't come up with a decision, right? There was no clear winner. Did they come out with an official statement, this board, and say, I'm sorry, no Goodreads in 2011?
No, we really haven't seen anything. They just kind of leave it with the no winner there. We did have three books that were finalists, and they're great books. Train Dreams by Dennis Johnson, Swamplandia by Karen Russell, and The Pale King by the great David Foster Wallace.
Well, the 140-character authors did not take this lying down. How did the Twitterverse respond, Jason?
Oh, man, it was amazing. I've been kind of collecting these tweets in a story that I've been writing and just kind of watching it all happen. And my favorite response was McNally Jackson, a great bookstore in New York City. Their founder actually said she's going to create her own awards and give out their own prize for the books. And Sarah McNally, she's the owner, she said she's going to present these awards to The Great Night by Chris Adrian, We the Animals by Justin Torres, and Pym by Matt Johnson, which was one of my very favorite books last year.
Yeah, I remember you talking about it. I'm looking at some of the tweets here. N+1, the literary magazine, says, proud to be a slightly more functional organization than the Pulitzer Committee. It really is something, you know, and of course, this is exactly the kind of thing that feeds the Twitterverse. But is there any consensus or clear favorite emerging from this self-designated Twitter committee?
You know, I think most people on Twitter were rooting for David Foster Wallace. I mean, I think everyone wanted to see him recognized. It was his final novel cobbled together from his notes and became kind of a bestseller last year. And I think a lot of people wanted to see his work get recognized.
So let's anoint you king, Jason. Which book was your favorite?
I would have to go with the Twitterverse on this, too, and say David Foster Wallace. I think he's one of our great American novelists, and it's sad that he wasn't able to get that honor in his lifetime or after.
He committed suicide, sadly. Well, winners for these types of awards see a huge jump in sales. Good for the author, good for the publisher, and really good for struggling indie bookshops. What does this mean for them?
Yeah, I think they're the biggest losers here. It's really, it's been a hard year for booksellers, and just people hear Pulitzer Prize winning novel, and that initiates the journey to the bookstore. I think no other event sends people going to bookstores than any other award. People just go try to check out that book. And Pulitzer Prize finalist isn't the same thing. I don't think people jump from their seats and go check out that book at the bookstore. And I think it's just going to cause a drop in foot traffic that they would have seen.
Right. In fact, you write on your website, Galley Cat, "We recommend our readers follow Kimberly Burns' advice. No Pulitzer for fiction means go to an independent bookstore and ask a bookseller for a recommendation."
Yeah, I would second that advice. I think it's very important to remember.
So in the end, could this controversy wind up boosting the sales for the three contenders and other books?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I've read a lot of articles about this, and the three finalists, I put it at the top of the Galley Cat article, but those three finalists are getting buried in this whole debate. I think there's been gallons of ink spilled about the fact that there was no winner, and a lot less ink spilled about who the finalists were.
Local sellers took another hit this month when Google announced that they're going to pull ebooks from indie bookstore shelves. So what's your read of that decision?
Oh, it's a really sad thing for indie bookstores. Google created a program so indie bookstores could actually be partners with Google and sell digital books through their sites. And about 300 different bookstores around the country were participating, and it just didn't get the traction that Google wanted, so Google decided to shut down the program. But the really sad thing is this is the only way that independent bookstore owners had to actually compete with Amazon and Apple in this digital book space, and it really made me sad to see that get pulled away.
Well, how is Google doing in its battle against Amazon for ebook dollars?
There's been a number of people estimating, but they're definitely very low percentages of the ebook market right now. And I think Google is unhappy with the performance of the project overall as well right now.
Well, whatever the format, how about books? Any upcoming releases that the publishing world is really excited about, or you?
Well, we're going to have a book coming from Toni Morrison called Home a little later this year. I think people are really getting excited for that. And I think I spoke about this book last year, Haruki Murakami, the great Japanese novelist. His 10Q84 was a big hit last year, and there's a paperback edition coming out of it with this gorgeous three-paperback set and a translucent cover. It's a really great package, and a lot of people, nerdy people like me that like these print books, got really excited about it yesterday.
Well, that's why we love talking to you, Jason. Mm-hmm. Appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Jason Bogue is editor of Galley Cat, a publishing world blog. Now, if you have a favorite for this year's Pulitzer, tweet us your vote. We're at Word of Mouth. Or post your choice on wordofmouthradio.org, where we are never afraid to pick the winners. Coming up, a cruise along the roadmap of the brain. The lead author of the most comprehensive isolation of brain structures for general intelligence to date explains his study in English. That's when Word of Mouth continues in just a moment from New Hampshire Public Radio and online at wordofmouthradio.org.